You don't need special gadgets to be a hero. With unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere, the Capital One Quicksilver Card makes you the hero of every purchase. Whether it's headphones, a lounge chair, or even a well-deserved massage, whatever the Quicksilver purchase, you're the hero. No fighting bad guys, getting in epic car chases, or parachuting out of buildings required. Simple, isn't it? The Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and this is Short Stuff. So here we go.
Yeah, Short Stuff, terrible, awful, sad story with a bit of a silver lining on it.
Have you heard of Beulah May Donald?
I had not.
I had neither, actually. I found this article on How Stuff Works by John Donovan, and it was very eye-opening. Beulah May Donald was a woman who lived in Alabama who is well-known for having taken on the Klan and won. She basically sued the Klan and ended up disassembling at least a significant portion of the Klan operating in the South at the time.
Right. And this was not in the 1950s or 60s. This was in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. And it's a very shocking story, so, you know, trigger warnings abound.
Yeah, for sure.
But she got the news when her son Michael did not come home. He was, I believe, the youngest of seven kids. Mm-hmm. And the next morning got a call that said, hey, they found your son's wallet. And she thought that might be good news, that he may be out there somewhere. But they said no. He was killed, and he was murdered at the age of 19, beaten with a tree limb, his throat cut, and had a noose tied around his neck. And after he died, his body was pulled up into a tree mm-hmm. and hanged there just a few blocks from his house.
Yeah.
The first lynching in the United States, I believe, for about 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, that qualifies as a lynching. And this is 1981, right? So America's moved on from lynchings. And this just shocked the conscience of the entire country. Like, it made national news. It was a really big deal. Beulah May followed in the footsteps of Mamie Till and had the casket kept open for the world to see.
Yeah.
Really drive home, like, this just happened. Like, this really happened. It's 1981. And very quickly, the police zeroed in on the Ku Klux Klan. And the Klan at the time was nothing like they were, you know, 20 years before. But they were still active. And in Alabama, there was a particularly violent chapter of the Klan, the United Klans of America. And it just so happened that across the street from where Michael Donald's body was hanging, members of the United Klans of America were watching the police take the body down. And then later on that night, a cross was burned into the courthouse lawn in Mobile County. This all happened in Mobile, Alabama. So they knew it was the Klan, and yet the police were not exactly super efficient in bringing the Klan to justice in Alabama at this time.
Yeah, I think that's probably the kindest way you can say that. Mm-hmm. It took 2 years to get any kind of criminal justice. I believe that if it had not been for Beulah May Donald causing such a ruckus, it probably would have been swept under the rug and gone away without any kind of convictions.
Absolutely.
But she kept stirring the pot and kept advocating for more police work. The police at one point had suggested that her son's death was the result of a drug deal gone bad.
Yeah, because that's what happens at the end of drug deals.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that, of course, further incensed her, and that incensed, you know, more people in the country to get on board. And once you've got Jesse Jackson and the Bullhorn squad going, then you better take some action, because it's just not going to go away like you want it to.
No, and it was the police smearing her son's name that was, she said, what drove her this whole time.
Absolutely.
Even beyond the murder, it was. That they characterized her son as a drug dealer, drug user even. She invited the police to come search his room. They searched his room. They found nothing. And that just set her off on this path. She also had a friend in a newly appointed or elected, I can't remember, district attorney, who got the FBI involved. And once the FBI finally got involved and the local police were kind of pushed to the background, two men were arrested, a guy named Henry Hayes and another guy named James Tiger Knowles, 26 and 17, respectively. And they were convicted. They were tried and convicted of killing Michael Donald. And the whole thing, it turned out, was created or spurred on by the Klan's anger at a local jury to have failed to convict a black man for the murder of a white policeman. So they decided to even things by finding a random, hapless 19-year-old man who happened to be walking down the street at the wrong time. It was strictly a case of the wrong place at the wrong time, and that's what led to the murder of Michael Donald.
That's right. I believe Hayes was sentenced to death. Knowles was sentenced to life in prison. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a break because that is not the end of this story. It gets better from here. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
You know, Chuck, the first cell phone was demonstrated all the way back in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated?
What's that?
Shared plans.
Interesting. You know, over 50 years later, you can save on one line now thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included.
Yeah, that's true. No hidden fees. Really. And you can save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. It's 2024, so get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
All right, so we promised a silver lining, and, you know, of course, when something like this happens, it's a tragedy that can't be undone, but Beulah May was not finished with the Klan and decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sue them. I'm going to take them to civil trial. I don't think this had ever been done. This was in 1985. Other plaintiffs jumped on board, and they sought compensation for what they said was basically a right to live free and free from being intimidated and harassed and physically harmed and killed because the Klan is still in operation, because we're black citizens of the United States. And I'm sure at first they probably thought, like, this lawsuit's going nowhere.
Right.
But that was not the case.
No, and the lawsuit was helped out by a number of people, including the Southern Poverty Law Center's founder, Morris Dees. And in that civil suit, like you were saying, they basically alleged that the Klan, as an organization, was trying to deprive black citizens throughout Alabama from some of their basic constitutional rights by intimidating them, by murdering black people to use as an intimidation tactic. And in doing that, by depriving them of their rights, they had, like, actually a really strong lawsuit. The thing that made it unusual. Well, one, they were suing the Klan, but two, they were coming at the Klan as an organization. So in the same way that, like, if you work at McDonald's and you don't like the looks of one of your customers and you throw hot fry grease in their face, it's not just on you. McDonald's is culpable, too. They hired you. You're a representative of their corporation. Like, they're on the hook, too. That's how they were trying to sue the Klan. These weren't just Klan members. They were definitely Klan members that did this. But the Klan as a whole was being sued because the organization encouraged this kind of behavior, if not that particular act specifically.
Yeah, and so Hayes and Knowles were obviously convicted for the crime, named in the suit, but more people were dragged into this. Hayes's father, Benny Jack Hayes, he was an official, a pretty high-ranking one in the Klan, a man by the name of Frank Cox, and another Klan member who supposedly supplied the rope used for the hanging.
That was Frank Cox, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was Cox? Okay. So in 1987, in February of that year, a jury, an all-white jury, mind you, in the U.S. District Court, the Southern District of Alabama awarded Beulah May Donald and the other plaintiffs $7 million, which is about $15 to $17 million today. And that was a real settlement. Like, she basically was handed the keys to their headquarters, and she sold it for money.
Yeah, the Klan did not have $16 million in today's dollars to hand out anybody. Again, they were on the wane. So this bankrupted the Klan. Beulah May Donald's lawsuit bankrupted the United Klans. Again, this really violent group. And this group in particular was, they were responsible for the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. They murdered Viola Luzzo, the civil rights activist at Selma. They beat freedom riders in Birmingham. This group really excelled at being pieces of human garbage. And she disassembled their group. She bankrupted them. But even better, Chuck, even better than that, because of evidence that was presented at the civil trial, Jack Hayes and Frank Cox were also indicted as well, along with Knowles and the younger Henry Hayes, who had already been convicted.
That's right. And it did not end well for any of them. Henry Hayes, who actually committed the murder, died by way of electric chair in 1997. Even though Beulah May, who was a devout, I believe, Baptist, was against the death penalty and was not in favor of the man who killed her son dying in the electric chair. He was 42 years old. I think it was the very first execution of a white person for crimes against a black person in more than 80 years in the state of Alabama.
Yep. Benny Jack Hayes, the father, he was indicted too, but he died before his trial was completed. He was never sentenced. But Frank Cox, the guy who supplied the rope, he was found guilty and sentenced to 99 years in prison. So all these guys who basically decided to do this, like, got, like, real justice in Alabama. Again, like, it's 1981, but it's still 1981 in Alabama. And an all-white jury found in favor of Beulah May and her her lawsuit, and then went after these other guys, too. It was about as beautiful an outcome as you could hope for from some despicable act like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowles, if you're wondering, the other young man, I believe, he, like you said, he was 17 at the time of the murder, was very seemingly remorseful at the civil trial, apologized in tears to Beulah May, testified against the other guys, but he still went to prison for quite a long time. He was just released in 2010.
Yeah, I think around 25 years in prison is what he did.
Yeah.
And Beulah May, throughout, like, even at their criminal trials, she said that she forgave both of them. She forgave them all. It was, again, the thing that drove her was clearing her son's name. This was not a drug deal. This was the Klan that did this, and her son was totally innocent. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, Herndon Avenue, where Michael's body was found hanging from a tree, was renamed in his honor.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about it, CNN did a four-part series called The People Versus the Klan, The Untold Story of Beulah May Donald, which seems worth checking out.
Yeah, and Beulah May herself passed away at 67, sadly only about a year and a half after the verdict.
Yeah,
but she was alive during the verdict, and I think that was a big deal.
Yep, for sure. So I think that's it. That's the story of Beulah May Donald taking on the Klan. and everybody's short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.